The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. The SS Albatross, en route to the Far East by way of the Panama Canal, was sunk by an Axis submarine in the Caribbean Sea, and the lone survivor, lashed to a floating spar, more dead than alive, proved to be Jungle Jim Bradley. He was picked up by a U.S. destroyer on patrol duty. The ship's doctor did what he could for the waterlogged Jim, but even he marveled at the swift recovery of the man who had not only survived the disastrous sinking of a passenger ship, but 3 days of bobbing around on the open ocean without food or drink, under the merciless beating of a tropical sun. Safely aboard the destroyer bound for a U.S. port, Jim is almost himself once again.
Torpedo 2 points off port bow.
Torpedo 2 points off the port bow.
And port your helm.
Port it, is it?
Torpedo attack!
Battle stations. Stand by for depth charges.
What's the course of the torpedo?
Crossing to starboard, sir.
He's the helm.
He's
the
sir.
What's the course of the torpedo?
By the starboard. Barrel to our course, 50 feet of clearance.
Well, that one's out of the way. That's about what happened to the Albatross, only it occurred at night.
Shouldn't we have picked up the sound of that sub's motor?
We would have if it was running, but it wasn't. That's one of their new tricks, to stay in a fairly well-traveled sea lane with their engines cut off and pick off whoever comes along.
Well, I think we're the last one that particular sub will ever sight through a periscope.
Yes, if you keep a diary, you can write the story in there before tonight. Break out the depth charges.
Break out the depth charges.
Resume your original course, plus 2 points to port.
Course 2 points to this, sir.
Well, that should bring us right into a line with the sub, sir.
Yeah.
Come in.
What's up, Captain?
Well, who let you out of bed, Jim Bradley?
No one. In fact, everybody ran. What's all the excitement?
Just a torpedo from a sub. And I'll bet a hat we're dead on a course right now. Well, you might as well stay up here. We should have some action in a few minutes.
Oh, thank you, Captain.
This is one rattlesnake that won't have an opportunity to coil and strike again.
I hope it's the same one that got the Albatross. Certainly a different feeling to be on a ship that's able to fight back.
Well, not only fight back. With one of these, we can go looking for subs, find them, and treat them as a terrier does a rat.
Depth charge, 60 feet.
Depth charge, 60 feet.
Release.
Release.
When we lay a regular pattern of those all over an area, it's a powerful invitation to the sub to come to the surface or stay down for a long time.
I say it's still too good for him.
Depth charge, 80 feet.
Depth charge, 80 feet.
Release.
Release.
Gosh, it shoots a geyser of water almost 100 feet in the air.
Yes, sir. These are loaded all the way up. We're after big game.
Depth charge, 100 feet.
Depth charge, 100 feet.
Release.
Release.
Boy, that one seemed too close for comfort.
Well, look, Jim, it's black. See, it's oily. That was as close to a direct hit as you'll ever see. That one singed its whiskers.
Helmsman, take us back over that spot. When you're over it, order Pattern D and depth bombs and set all at 60 and 80 feet.
Aye, aye, sir. Set all at 80 feet.
Well, Jim, and you too, Lieutenant. Come along while I file another notch in honor of the occasion.
Well, I hope, sir, it was the sub that got the Albatross.
So do I, Jim. But it's one less we have to bother with in any case. So I hope for your sake it's the right one. By the way, how are you standing up through all this excitement?
Well, he seems completely recovered, sir, and as fit as a fiddle.
I'm afraid the lieutenant has just about covered everything, sir. I feel and look fine, just raring to go.
Uh-huh. Well, there's the swan song for Mr. Sub. You know, sometimes when hard-pressed for a chance to escape, they sometimes release a few barrels of oil or small bits of wreckage. But judging from the quantity of stuff that's coming up now, they're not fooling this time.
In the meantime, meantime, Lily DeVril is preparing to leave Puerto Rico on the next steamer, hoping to overtake Jim at one of the island ports before he reaches the east.
Well, that should do it. Now, let me see. That boat is scheduled for 12 noon. Now it's only 11 and I'm all finished, or am I now? 1, 2, 3. Yeah. That's all I'm going to take anyway. Hello? Let me have the porter's desk. Will you send someone up for my luggage? I want to put aboard the 12 o'clock boat. Yeah, that's right. And will you call me a taxi? Thanks. Well, adios, Puerto Rico. It's been swell. Now that I'm leaving, I better turn off that radio.
We have just received a report that the SS Albatross has been torpedoed 60 miles east of the Panama Canal.
What?
There is no information available about survivors.
No. No, it can't be. Well, there must be a mistake. Hello? 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 Get me the naval station. Get me the naval station and hurry, please.
How do you do, Miss DeVril?
I want to see the commandant. Is he busy?
He's not in, Miss DeVril.
Well, I've got to see him. Where is he?
He's on an inspection tour of some new installations over across the bay. Oh. He should be back soon.
Well, this can hardly wait. Look, maybe you know something about the Albatross.
I'm sorry, Miss. Regulations, you know.
Oh, I'm not looking for any military secrets. A flash just came over the radio that it was sunk.
Even if I knew, I couldn't discuss it, ma'am.
Oh, Commander.
Oh, Miss DeVril.
Tell me the news. Is it safe?
Who safe?
The Albatross. It was torpedoed. Jim was aboard.
Come in the office.
You've got news. You're holding back on me. It's bad news. I can see it in your face. Well, don't do it. Tell me the truth. I must know the truth.
Now, take it easy for a minute and let me get my breath. You heard the radio flash?
Yes, I heard it, but that was a bare announcement of the sinking.
Well, that's all the information we have. As far as we know, there are no survivors.
Look, Commander, you never admitted yet that Jim was aboard.
Yes, Mr. Breedle. Jungle Jim Bradley was aboard the Albatross. Oh.
Now this has happened to him.
How's the patient today, Doctor?
Pretty risky, Captain.
Good.
You know, when they change from patient to impatient, then it's a safe rule to discharge them. So, Mr. Bradley, you may leave the sick bay whenever you're ready.
Thanks, Doctor. Do I have to sign a release that you're no longer responsible for anything that may happen to me?
No, but I'm liable to be responsible. Lad, if we had more physical specimens like you, fellows like me would be in some other profession instead of medicine. You're just too healthy.
Well, I attribute my recovery to your skill, sir.
Well, now, if you're in such fine shape, maybe you'd like to stand a trick on the bridge. Maybe we can make a sailor out of you, Jim. You know, it's not a bad life.
Well, I don't suppose it ever lacks for excitement of one kind or another, but I'm primarily a landlubber.
Well, what do you say? Come on up to the bridge and see how the other half lives. Goodbye, Doctor.
Goodbye, Captain.
Thanks, Doctor, for everything. See you later.
Not at all, Jim.
I hear from Lieutenant Foley that most of your work has been in the Far East. Burma, Malay, and around the East Indies.
Yes, Captain, I've spent plenty of time there. It's a great country. I like it.
Well, I've seen it, but I guess it'll take some time to like it. That is, in my case.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Oh, good morning, Lieutenant.
Good morning, Lieutenant.
Well, no news, sir. 3 flights of patrol bombers constitute the only log entry for the entire watch. Course unchanged.
Very good. I'll take over, Lieutenant.
No signs of any more subs?
Not a ripple. My guess is that the one we got was astray.
No reports from the patrol planes?
Just routine position, sir. Not one contact.
Good.
Well, I hope that there's one around. We spot it. Don't know when I've had as much excitement as when that lookout yelled, "Torpedo off the port bow." Boy, it was a masterpiece of maneuvering to avoid it, too, Captain.
Well, when we know they're on the way, we can usually get out of the way in time.
Just like running through a broken field in a football game.
Yes, and the Navy's pretty good at that, too.
Radio message, sir.
For me?
Aye, sir.
That's all. No answer.
Aye, aye, sir.
You were looking for excitement, Jim Bradley. Well, from the contents of this message, I think you've caught up with a whole shipload of
it. Who's it from, Captain?
Colonel Barrett. He says, can you arrange to transport Jungle Jim Bradley to Army Intelligence Headquarters, Canal Zone? Urgent. All possible speed will be appreciated. Acknowledged. Signed, Colonel Barrett, USA.
Well, there it is. That's just the answer I was hoping for, and it's here. Captain, how long will it take us to get to Panama?
Normally, I'd say we'll dock in 4 hours. But if a state of emergency existed, it could be done in 3.
Captain, I assure you that this is a state of emergency.
Back in Puerto Rico, there's been no news of any survivors from the Albatross.
Kolo, it's happened. They got him.
Kolo no messi.
Well, you take it coolly enough. Do you realize our Jim is dead?
Oh, no, Missy Lil.
Oh, yes, Kolo. Those dirty rats in one of the subs from Thorson's Island must have gotten away and sunk the Albatross. Kolo.
Yes, what, Missy?
Are we going to let him get away with it? I want you to join me. We'll go back to the east. It's what Jim would want us to do. We've got to avenge him somehow. Will you come?
No, Missy Lil. Kolo now have job. Good job. See?
Hmm?
You read telegram.
Kolo. Kolo! Oh, why didn't you tell me?
Startling news did the telegram contain? Don't miss the next exciting episode of The Adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of cartoon land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follows the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Jungle Jim and Flash Gordon. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.